Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
What do you say, boys? All together. Let her go, Frank. Down the meadows.
What do you think of that, boys?
Oh, that's great, Frank. Too bad you'd ever die.
Will you wished?
Ah, the citizen. Is it yourself now?
Well, I guess we are doing Irish music today.
It's Irish music night, regardless of the date, here at the Secret Museum of the Air. That was Donovan's Reel by the much celebrated but rarely heard side of Frank Quinn, Patrolman Frank Quinn on the fiddle, doubling with his partner, his usual lilting partner, Joe McGuire, for an old Columbia record.
Wow.
And
that is a beautiful recording.
I think that's a good jumping off point for tonight.
About when was that recorded?
Probably about 1929, a little later on in Frank's career. Frank went way back into the early days, in the acoustic era, as Patrolman Frank Quinn on old Columbia records. And a handful of other labels, I suspect.
I suspect, too. This is the Secret Museum of the Air. We're here tonight to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. A little bit early this year, but it is definitely the time. We have a remarkable show of very uncommon, rare, and special recordings, 78s, from the Secret Museum Archive. And Mr. Conti will tell us what's coming up.
We have a beautiful stack of Green Label Records for tonight, starting with, once again, Frank Quinn and Joe McGuire, his partner, in his usual role as the Lilter here, in a tune called The Hare in the Corn. And these all recorded for Columbia, by the way.
And when you say Green Label, you are serious. That's the Green Label Columbia.
Well, we have a whole big stack of various Green Labels. We'll also hear a very early recording of Mr. Quinn, as we alluded before. And we'll hear Frank do some lilting on one of his first sessions for Columbia, about 1924 or 25. And it's his accordion treatment of Haste to the Wedding. It's a tune everybody knows. There's a little twist in the tune here. And Frank donning his Frank Jenkins costume for this one. It's very much like the Galax area fiddler Frank Jenkins in hillbilly music. Just vocal with fiddle, very stark sound from Frank Quinn, and a beautiful song called The Tanyard Side. So three cuts to start off with three different profiles of Patrolman Frank Quinn.
La 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 la
Bye.
the Tanyard side.
That
Frank
was
Quinn.
January of 1926, in case we didn't mention.
Three great tunes by one of the most important of the earlier recorded Irish musicians.
Mm-hmm. By about 1905, we start to get cylinders of Irish music being commercially available, and some privately made cylinders actually starting to be circulated in some kind of cottage industry. Even instructional piping cylinders have been made.
Really?
And eventually we'll get to them on this program. We do have some on well, hand.
But of course, Irish music was probably one of the first very popular types of ethnic or national music that was recorded extensively and sold.
Yes, but again, like many of the types of foreign music in New York, they all start about the same time. Just on the cusp of the electric era begins some of the serious transmission of the real folk music.
The electric era being the 20s, the mid-20s.
Yeah, the mid-20s. The cut before that, we heard Haste to the Wedding. That was just about the time we're talking about. May 12th of 1924 was that recording. And the first, The Hare and the Corn, featuring the age-old custom of lilting with the fiddler, was recorded again in New York, all of these in New York City, in December of 1927. Now we'll move on to Dan Sullivan, his Shamrock Band. Again, this is one of the great mainstays of the recording era. And Dan Sullivan, under many guises, recorded for several of the big labels. We'll hear Johnny Will You Marry Me from an old Victor recording, which will feature the vocal acrobatics of Murty Rabbit singing on this one, recorded March 12th, 1929, to start off this set. And then, so we don't mislead any of our listeners, we'll go to Dublin, where there was some recording activity, not near as much as here in the States. And we'll hear the Ballinical Cayley Band, and this is a genuine Cayley Band from County Galway. And we'll hear Knocknagow and Fowling Piece, some really old traditional tunes. These are reels, by the way, recorded about 1930 for the HMV company. And then we'll hear another famous band of somewhat the later years, in the 30s, Frank Lee's Cayley Band from Tara, and he'll play some jigs. They will play some jigs for us, and this is one of their nicer records.
Also recorded in Ireland?
I believe this one was. This is on the Regal Xenophone label. Yes, I believe so. So a set of jigs from Frank Lee's Cayley Band. Starting off first, Murty Rabbit singing, Johnny, Will You Marry Me?
Tell me that, why did that before you sold the pair? Why didn't you tell me that? Tell me that, tell me that. Why didn't you tell me that before you sold the pair? Diddly-dye-lum-de-dum, 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 diddly-dye-lum-de-dum.
Thank you.
Well, immediately the question that comes to mind for me is the first cut of that set, we heard a lead-footed stomper, and then the third cut, the Cayley Band, has a drum, which
Well, in a sense, they're all Cayley Bands. It's just one is kind of prehistoric, and one brings us up to the modern era. In fact, the Bell and Eichel Band and Frank Tarra's band really paved the way for the modern Cayley Band sound. Not to say that they did it single-handedly. They didn't have the saxophones and things like that that maybe Kaloran's and Lewis Quinn's groups and some of the groups of the 30s when they really blew out that very big country dance band sound like you might hear in England. It's really a thing throughout the British Isles, that country dance orchestra, which you'd hear in Scotland, you would hear it in England, in Wales, rarely, and certainly in Ireland. In fact, the Bell and Eichel record was the only one actually recorded in Dublin, maybe one of four records they might have made in the 30s. Dan Sullivan was first, Johnny Will You Marry Me. Irish fans might recognize that tune, as was lifted by De Dannon, I think on their first or second record, which is a nice record too. That interesting for more of the lyrics, which have been hidden from our ears over the years. But we're blowing the dust off the grooves tonight. Bell and Eichel was next, and Knocknagow and the Fowling Piece, and that last set of jigs. From Frank Lee's band, we heard Paddy from Portlaw, the Fair-Headed Boy, and the very famous Rambling Pitchfork.
Beautiful sounding band also.
Yes, that's high power stuff for the Cayley Band. Next we move to a set of fiddlers, some of the more prominent ones, but not including Michael Coleman tonight. We will begin with that apology. We've slighted these other fiddlers in past shows in favor of Mr. Coleman, but we are not going to slight Sligo, so we'll try to remedy that as much as we can. And in alphabetical order, we'll hear four of the great giants: Paddy Dolan and his Melody Boys, Hugh Gillespie, Paddy Kaloran, and James Morrison, all together here at the Secret Museum. I've said enough. Let's hear some music first.
Thank you. Thank you.
The great James Morrison chopping away with a bow there, recorded in January of 1935. We heard a set of reels from him, Miss Langford's, and The Milestone at the Garden, recorded for the Vocalion Company in, I think that was New York, but don't quote me on that. Before that, speaking of Sligo fiddling, we heard Paddy Killoran, and his set of reels was Paddy on the Turnpike, which you recognize right away there, but you didn't say so, and Collier's Reel, featuring Jim McGuinn on piano. Now, there's a bit of trivia.
It's not the Jim McGuinn, though.
No. And I don't believe any relation. That recorded for the Decca Company, May 12th, 1937. Paddy Killoran. Wow.
Beautiful record.
Michael Coleman really is the most famous exponent of that. But Killoran gave him a run for his money when they were both on Decca pretty much at the same time.
At least one duet record?
No, there's no duet with Killoran and Coleman, and I'm sure somebody has a story about that. I don't know the particulars about their competition. It's a hard call who's on top. Coleman and Killoran are right up there. Before that, no slouch, Mr. Hugh Gillespie, we heard a June 1939 recording, again for Decca, and we heard a set of jigs, this time accompanied by guitar, something you very rarely hear
on
Irish
fiddle
records.
Right.
Yeah. The guitarist was Jack McKenna, and the jigs were Contentment is Wealth and Finley's Jig. And we started back in the 20s, May 3rd, 1928, real giant of the music, and one of my personal favorites was Packy Dolan, leading his Melody Boys for the Victor recording of Mullen's Fancy, one of the great reels of all time, I think, and certainly one of the better fiddlers who ever lived. And a tragedy we didn't have much more of Packy Dolan, just left us a handful of records and at least one duet, as you alluded to.
There. Right, it was Packy Dolan who recorded at least one duet with Michael Coleman.
Right, at least one record,
days.
Yeah.
This is the Secret Museum of the Air. I'm with curator Pat Conti, who has assembled a collection of Irish records for this evening to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and to celebrate Irish music, which we can always stand to listen to here on the Secret Museum.
And we can always stand to celebrate music, and that's what we do here each and every week. And we have a guest doing it. We hope you are just partying along right now with the music.
We have a very short amount of time left, and we will go to a set of very unusual music now.
Yes, now these were never really intended for commercial use. These were briefly issued in the 1940s, and they range from various sources. These are field recordings, mostly anonymous players. We might be able to identify one or two of them with some research, but we didn't do that. We didn't do our homework enough here. They are uncredited, but they will not be unheard or unsung tonight. We'll hear some short excerpts from records made for the BBC in 1943, and these appeared on the UNESCO label and were instigated by Constantine Braliau. He was a very eminent folk song collector. He was a Romanian Jew who took a recording apparatus throughout the world, visited many great institutions, and made transfers from their holdings, made these available through UNESCO in Switzerland, and were eventually distributed around the earth. In fact, one of these Irish recordings was recorded by a man named G. Nataletti in 1949, who recorded these for the Centro Nazionale Studi di Musica Popolare Roma. So these actually came from Italy and on deposit in a folklore center in Rome. Braliau was an amazing man and spent his life, much like Bartók Kodály, and is definitely contemporary of them, just taking around his recording horn and actually by this time electrical equipment, and visiting everywhere from Sardinia to Transylvania. And so we will hear a violin reel. We'll hear another reel, again by the anonymous fiddler. Then a single jig, as the label says, cornemuse. This is on the Illan pipes by an anonymous player again, which we believe might be Seamus Ennis.
I won't ask you how you have that belief, but I'm sure there's some documentary.
Well, we know he was at the BBC at some point in the 40s. Then we'll hear a reel played again on the pipes. And last, a ballad by an anonymous singer, which we can translate very roughly as the sprig of hay. Thank you.
Подхасну других шумит, искуно халинда сойонит, омугигин вягфен. Гакасу в мечтах и дях, марревшарка гусмум и клет. Хирон чан вана махме и касун туганин фен. Инс клас дах и вонил рэр, Инс дар клас дах мост лен хэр. Andru klas nil magum evig inchint muskel. Ach, mjall fadan on tjechahuk duruk dvale.
This is a little glimpse of that music, a very small one. Maybe not so much representative, not the final word at all, but just a, they're like snapshots. They don't have to be great murals, just little pictures we have. Her name there on that last cut we don't even have. It's buried somewhere in the archives of the National Central Archive of Popular Music in Rome. Unbelievably enough.
Wow. So, this has been the Secret Museum of the Air. Ireland, our theme today for St. Patrick's Day. Saying goodnight, Paddy Conti,
yes,
the curator of the museum.
Until next week, may the road rise to meet you.
And Citizen Okafka.
we'll lilt our way down the road here with another one of those BBC treats, and hopefully see you next time on this band.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Citizen Kafka.
Good night, citizen.
Good night, Paddy.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air. Hi, this is Citizen Kafka, and we've got just a few more minutes, so we'll take a little trip around the world with the Secret Museum of the Air.
Oh, my God.